You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday in Parliament, a bill was proposed to ban seabed mining. The bill was voted down by National, ACT and Labor, and Environment Minister David Parker announced last week that a select committee inquiry to investigate seabed mining. Kiwis Against Seabed Mining spokesperson Cindy Baxter was in Parliament yesterday for the reading of the bill, and she told me about what happened.
Well, I think that the government got cold feet and found a way to vote it down. They found an excuse in the wording of the bill, which was the retrospective clause, and I think they chose to misinterpret the intention of that clause as an excuse to vote it down. So it was pretty disappointing, really.
Yeah, just on that, has there been a little bit of misinformation around the bill? We've had Environmental Minister David Parker talking about the supply of electricity and things like that. Is that related to offshore mining in any way?
No, it's not. Absolutely not. And my understanding is that the intention of the bill was to the retrospective clause in it would have removed the mining consents that Trans-Tasman Resources, the seabed miner, and other would-be seabed miners have got for various bits of our ocean, and that it would not extend to oil and gas drilling or any oil and gas or anything to do with our electricity supply.
And this has been something that's been spoken about a lot. We've had Supreme Court cases and things like this. Why are the Labor government bringing this back up? Minister Parker has announced a select committee inquiry to investigate seabed mining. Why do you think this is all coming up now?
Well, basically, he wanted to put it off. Basically, he wanted to kick it into touch. He wanted to send it off to a talk fest and not get any resolution and send it off to after the election, basically. I think he didn't want to have to make a decision to actually support a ban on seabed mining. I think the government got scared. We do know that we're pretty sure that Jacinda Ardern was very much in support of this bill. There was a possibility that they may have written their own bill from the Labor government, and that wouldn't have been a problem. I mean, as far as all of us are concerned, including, and I can speak a little bit here for Ngāti Urunui, you know, for the Māori Party, that, you know, any way we can get a ban in, you know, on seabed mining in our own waters is fine. But I think the government's basically running scared and just being so weak when actually there's a huge amount of support for a ban. We've got, you know, the fishing industry, companies like Tally's, and actually, indeed, the oil and gas industry opposed seabed mining, along with fishermen, community groups, surf groups, iwi, obviously, environmental groups. You know, a wide range of people, you know, do oppose it. And so it's just really disappointing.
And speaking of all these groups that do oppose it, what are some of the main reasons for this opposition to it? It is, as you said, we've got a huge spectrum of the community that are against it. What are some of the main concerns with seabed mining?
Well, the main concern really is, I mean, basically, I mean, this first application would take the Trans-Tasman Resources application as an example. 66 square kilometres of the ocean in the South Taranaki Bight. They would be digging up 50 million tonnes of the seabed a year, every year for 35 years, but also, and this is the key, taking out the minerals and dumping 45 million tonnes back onto the seabed. So that's where most of the damage comes from basically creating dead zones on the seabed, as well as creating, when you dump sort of that sediment back into the ocean, you create, you know, it hangs in the water column and creates a plume of pollution of sediment that could go as far as south as Wellington. It's not just, you know, it's not just up near Pātio and Whanganui. It was like, and, you know, the thing is that we don't know how much damage it could cause, but we do know that the extent, the potential damage is just extraordinary. And so the fishermen were against it because the fish that they want to catch swim in those waters. The whales eat the krill that live in those waters. And, you know, we know that we've got, we now know that we've got our own population of pygmy blue whales that live in the South Taranaki Bight. So, you know, and also the other wildlife that feed there, like the corala, the little penguin, the seabirds, Maui or Hector's dolphin. You know, it's just, you know, that area of is teeming with life, and it would all be under threat for a private company that would pay minimum royalties and it all ships offshore, and it would not create a huge amount of jobs onshore either.
And what's next for the opposition to this? So the bill was voted down yesterday in Parliament. Where do you go now to try and stop this from happening?
So the next up is the Supreme Court sent, it quashed the decision, the consent, and sent the Trans-Tasman resources back to the Environmental Protection Authority to reapply. And they have a deadline of next Friday, the 19th of May, to put in that reapplication. And then we go through the process again of hearing it. We're not quite entirely sure what that process is. But, you know, this could go on They could lose and take it to the High Court, the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court again. And as Debbie pointed out in the House yesterday, it's been up to, we've all fought really hard for the last 12 years against all these applications. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Iwi have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars that they could have been spending on supporting their people as opposed to throwing it at lawyers. But, you know, it's just, and we think it's time that government does step in. We want to make this an election issue. I'm sure others will as well. So let's see what happens next is the Select Inquiry, which we will be submitting in front of. And I know a lot of the groups opposing it will be making submissions and spelling out our case against it. So, you know, the fight is nowhere near over.
That was Cindy Baxter from Kiwis Against Seabed Mining.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.